We're here with Kieran McLaughlin, one of my favorite trainers. We go back a long ways, back to the Dwayne Lucas days. Kieran, at the beginning of the meeting, everybody was talking about the big fight between Chad Brown and Todd Pletcher for leading trainer. Look who's ahead in the standings right now.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. Everything has to just fall right, and it has for us. You know, like stay on the turf when you need it to. No rain, get in the races when you enter. But we brought a lot of live horses. We have quite a few more live horses, but we've been very fortunate to win 7 of 10 of our first runners.
Yeah, and it's not just the Godolphin horses. You won a race for Zilla Racing yesterday, one of your smaller clients, so that's really cool.
Yeah, it is. And then we had Everett Dobson and Ramona Bass, too. They won one and three, a couple for Shadwell. So it's going great, yes. It's been a fabulous meet so far, and hopefully the stake races now will come next because we haven't run any stakes.
Do you think it's a big edge to have the horses up here at Green Tree and getting them ready up here? They're almost Saratoga residents.
Yes, it has been a privilege to be here early and an advantage. Not sure why this year because it hasn't rained or anything where people can't train on the main track, but it has been an advantage to be working back at Green Tree and right-handed. A lot of our horses have been working right-handed back there. So it's a slice of heaven back there. It's great for people and horses.
When you work the horses right-handed, it kind of gives them a little vacation from using their other lead. Do you think that really helps them mentally or physically?
Yeah, more physically than mentally probably, because it seems like you always, their issues seem to be left front and right hind. So when you change directions, it balances them out a little bit. So it definitely helps.
Well, it's been a great meet, and now we're on the cusp of Mohamed coming back. This was a horse on everybody's lips all Derby season. He looked like he might be the one, and then came to the Florida Derby as the odds-on favorite. Didn't run so well. Didn't run bad in the Kentucky Derby, but you gave him a little time off. How's he been doing?
Great. You know, I wish he would have put on a little more weight. We like our horse to carry more weight, but he actually has the last couple of weeks starting to put on a little more weight, and he's training great. He's a really neat horse, and there's only 6 runners. We don't have to try and go through 20 of them this time. So we hope he wins and moves on to bigger and better things.
It's a short field. How do you envision the pace, and where do you think he'll be early on?
Yeah, it's interesting because it looks like there's a little bit of pace and we'll be close. We won't be too far away. I kind of look at it like the Remsen, maybe laying second or third, and just hope that he has plenty of horse in junior and able to move when he wants. And I feel like he's the best horse, so we just need to have a good trip and a good showing tomorrow to move on to the Travers.
Junior's pretty hot, and you guys have a great rapport. Why does he fit Mohamed so well?
Yeah, he got lucky to get on in his first start of his life, actually, because it was Pennsylvania Derby Day and a lot of the jockeys were gone. Irad had worked him once or twice, but he was away that day. So once Junior rode him and won on him, we weren't going to change. So he won 3 yesterday, Junior. We're happy that he's on a good roll, and he fits the horse well, and he has a lot of confidence in him.
Have you seen any particular changes in the last couple months as he's been getting ready for this race?
No, like I said, he's always trained great. He's done everything right since we got him last year. So I don't see anything, and that's a plus. So you don't want anything negative. And he's doing great, worked weekly, and he's doing very well. I think, if anything, he slowed down a little bit in his training. He was pretty revved up at Churchill with all the traffic on a mile racetrack, and that was part of the reason to take him to Green Tree. We can do whatever we want back there. There's no traffic. So that has helped him. And then on the main track, even, he's been quieter. And Rob Massey's getting on him now. He was in Dubai through the spring. So, Miguel was getting on him. So we switched exercise riders. I think it's helped him.
How about schooling him here? Has he handled the paddock okay?
Yeah, we haven't schooled him much because he doesn't need to school. He's so smart and classy. We did take him to the gate once or twice. He's been great. So all systems are go, no excuses.
One last question. What are your chances of being leading trainer here? You got enough bullets?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if we keep batting 70%, yes, we can be leading trainer. But we would have to do that to be leading trainer because I think we'll have half as many starts as Todd and Chad.
Thanks for being with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.